with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. A lot of denials on one side, a lot of evidence on the other. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform expanding its probe into the massive fraud and money laundering scheme in Minnesota. Panel Chairman, Kentucky Republican James Comer, says whistleblowers making it clear taxpayers were being defrauded. An emotional funeral for a victim and the
friends and family members gathered at the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham.
We've come to honor Ella Cook, to thank God for her light and her life.
19-year-old Ella Cook and another student were killed December 13th when a gunman opened fire during a study session. Authorities believe a former graduate student carried out that attack. He was later found dead in New Hampshire. Cook was studying French, math, and economics at Brown, where she also served as vice president of the College Republicans. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Now, depending on who you talk to, President Trump is supposedly talking again about the United States taking over Greenland. Here's Greg Clugston.
Greenland is a territory belonging to Denmark, but the president says the U.S. needs it, and he hasn't ruled out military force to take control of it.
If you take a look at Greenland, you look up and down the coast, you have Russian and Chinese ships all over the place. We need it for national security. We have to have it.
Over the weekend, he announced the appointment of Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry as a special envoy to Greenland. In response, the leaders of Denmark and Greenland demanded respect for their territorial integrity. Greg Clugston, Washington.
In Texas, a small Mexican Navy plane transporting a young patient along with seven others has gone down near Galveston. At least five of the eight are dead. This is SRN News. Are you a practicing Christian?
According to a poll from the Barna Group, to qualify as a practicing believer, you have to identify as a Christian, attend church at least monthly, and agree that your faith is very important in your life. The Barna survey reveals that only 24% of Americans qualify as practicing Christians, while 48% are non-practicing Christians. The percentage of practicing believers has been in decline since about 2010, while the non-practicing have increased. Michael Harrington reporting.
Young women who've grown emboldened in their conservative beliefs attending the annual conference held by Turning Point USA in huge numbers over the past weekend, organization force founded by Charlie Kirk. The women don't want to apologize for their traditional views on faith, marriage, and family, and they continue to draw a lot of inspiration from Kirk's widow, Erica. This is SRN News. Well, the weather will put up some roadblocks for holiday travelers. Here's Bill Alexander.
For those of you hitting the highways, flying, or taking the train to see family and friends this holiday week, yes, the weather may have some plans to impede your progress. The Northeast will see some snow and rain that could cause delays on Interstates 95 and 90, as well as cause flight delays to New York airports. The South could see some showers that may bring delays, but nothing severe is expected. The Upper Great Lakes will also see some snow showers that could impede travel.
Well, the Trump administration suspending leases for five large-scale offshore wind projects that are under construction on the East Coast. That's due to what is said were national security risks identified by the Pentagon. The pause is effective immediately and will give the Interior Department time to work with the Department of Defense to assess possible ways to take care of security. More details, srnnews.com.